Many families are struggling with the challenge of caring for elderly and ailing parents. Commentator Caroline Langston tells the story of one such family, hers.
How come it is so hard to take care of our aging parents? Oh, I know you're not supposed to say that. The fourth commandment, honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land that God has given you. And after all, your parents raised you, didn't they? Why can't you take care of them now? In 2001, my five older siblings and I discovered that our widowed mother was desperately ill and unstable. She had been a troubled woman for years, a virtual recluse who'd closed the door on the world to live in the phantasms of TV. "I don't know what you're talking about," was her chief comment whenever we tried to bring it up, and eventually we just stopped trying. It took us a while to realize that this time there was something different going on. In fact, it was only when we found out she'd given away her money almost down to the last penny that we suspected she might have Alzheimer's. The mother we knew was a depression child who ate moldy cheese and turned off the heater at night. For her to give away several hundred thousand dollars was unthinkable. All I can say is, thank God there were six of us. Together we stepped up and took over. Overnight, my mother went from being someone who hadn't gone to the doctor in 25 years to someone on 25 medications. We didn't know how that Medicare-Medicaid business worked. And because there wasn't any money for assisted living, she came to live with us. A month here, 2 months there, all around the country. We're still doing it, but the past 6 years have tried our family in ways we could not have imagined. There has also been the way that this crisis has brought our own insecurities and resentments to light. What's fair when some siblings make 10 times a year more than others? Is doing your share worth it if it ruins your health, your job, your marriage? After I had a baby and refused to host my mother for months at a time, there was grumbling that I was getting off light. It is perhaps the hardest for those who never felt fully loved or accepted by our mother in the first place. My sister-in-law, for example, to whom my mother was unkind almost from the first day my brother brought her home in 1977. Or my other brother, whom my mother described for years simply as the one who never married. Not long ago, the one who never married and I were sitting in his living room, where I'd gone to collect my mother, since she can't fly alone anymore. It was late, a hot Mississippi night. My mother had gone to bed. My brother and I had stayed up for a glass of wine and to watch Charlie Rose. All of a sudden, my mother crept down the hall in her nightgown, complaining about her toenails. Sure enough, when we took off her sock, the toenails were long and stuck out at odd angles, and one particularly sharp one had cut the adjoining toe. I watched as my brother kneeled down on the hardwood floor and with exquisite care and gentleness began to cut them. What was even more striking, though, was the expression of serenity on my mother's face, the way she relaxed under my brother's hand like a child being calmed. And it occurred to me that our mother was happy now. In age, we had given her the childhood security she hadn't given us. Hard as our sacrifice is, it has helped to heal her sorrow. Maybe healing her will help to heal us.
Caroline Langston is a writer in Cheverly, Maryland.